Yachting Monthly December 2010 podcast. So, what's for Christmas? Frankly, not a lot. Three of us inhabit this marriage, and the boat has spent the autumn copping all the best presents lavished by both its doting owners. Daddy, having rewired the lights so she sparkles like a marquise, is making her a lovely binnacle cover on his sewing machine. Mummy is promising copper coat. And in an early stocking, the boat got one of the best things of all, a boom brake, or as they prefer to call it, a jibe preventer. Not that it prevents jibes exactly, but lurking beneath the boom and working by adjustable friction, it softens them with whispering tact, turning the most ferocious swing of the mainsail into a spongy, dignified, leisurely transit of the boat, threatening nobody. This we love, not only because it saves rigging the old kind of preventer, the boom end to bow to cockpit thing, and then having to re-rig it every jibe, but because in light winds and sloppy seas, even quite close hauled, a boom is prone to bang and slat as the boat rolls. This drives me in particular mad. With the boom brake hauled tight, it doesn't happen, and peace reigns in cabin, cockpit, and heart. Anything on a boat which snatches, flaps, or bangs is anathema. An early skipper in my crewing days called it the wicked sound of wear, and I know exactly what he meant. Human wrists get repetitive strain injury from typing, metal fatigue sets in when a structure constantly flexes in rhythm, boat gear wears down and chafes little by little, mile by mile, however carbon fibrous or Kevlaroid it is. And even if it doesn't, it sounds as if it will. On a square rigger, the rule is that every extremity of every sail and yard is controlled by two lines, equal and opposite, and captains consider that the repeated gunshot flap of any bit of canvas means something is set up wrong. Yet on yachts you see people blithely tolerating the jerk-jerk of a jib sheet for miles, or the bang-bang of a gooseneck, never caring if their halyards beat a constant tattoo on the anodized mast and below decks, letting the salt and pepper containers rattle against the varnish without thinking to stuff a bit of spontex or a wadge of kitchen paper between them. Not us. We refuse even to tolerate the tiny flapping of the cabin table. Move that hook, make it tighter. Or the kettle rocking on the stove, ting, ting, an inch and a half from the fiddle at a special angle stops this. What do you mean, fussy? The ideal of a quiet boat is, I submit, a high one. A bit of creaking is permissible, a swish of wake, a discreet beep from the electronics, the chatter of the crew, the occasional CD or burst of radio, and that's it. No banging, no snatching, no rattling. Sheet blocks on the deck can be problematical. We haven't got around to facing them with neoprene yet, but it may come to that. Some boats have innate tiny design flaws that create noise. Aisha had a mainsheet traveller with movable end stops which left half an inch of clanking room either side. We never quite solved that. Sometimes it's a rogue element which creates the noise, what the late revered J.D. Slighthelm of this magazine called the lone ball bearing in the bilge. But all such elements must be hunted down and silenced. It isn't only for the sake of preventing wear and chafe and breakages that a silent boat is good. Because once you've nailed all the ordinary things and worked out how to stop the prop revolving thunk, 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 and devised ways to sail with everything taut, you can hear anything important that happens. The flap of a loose reefing line against the mainsail, a shackle fallen from high above, or the curious metallic noise which alerted us on one boat to the fact that the pin holding the deck step mast had escaped its hole and gone rollabout. Indeed, I'm told that a favourite tactic of laddish cruiser-raising crews around the Solent Buoys is surreptitiously to chuck a few bent cleavis pins and orphan shackles onto a rival's deck as you sail close by, so that the enemy crew hears the rattling and spends the next 10 minutes staring anxiously aloft rather than tending their spinnaker gear. But some boats are so full of rattling and snatching and jerking and banging that they'd hardly notice. Silence is golden. We raise a glass to it and shall never grudge the cost of the fabulous, the dignified, the genteelly whispering new friend on our boom.